FM 90.3 WJTL, that is Lauren Daigle Rescue. Good morning, 7:03.
Yeah, speaking of Lauren Daigle, our Winning Wednesday giveaway is actually chances to win a pair of tickets to the show. And that's before you can even buy them. So Lauren Daigle is bringing that Kaleidoscope Tour with Blessing offer to the Giant Center in Hershey in March. And tickets go on sale on Friday. But we're giving away a chance to win those before you can even get them.
How cool is that?
So you can find out all the details at our contest blog at WJTL.com.
This morning, our friend Lee Dreamer is here. He's the director of Life Cycles. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, Fred.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
I sure do. I want to say good morning to my wife, Marcy. She's really the heart and soul of Life Cycles. Everyone in the Life Cycles family knows that.
Yeah, good morning, Marcy. So nice to think of you this morning and say hi to you. The other day, I pulled up to a traffic light, and there was a car that had a bicycle rack on it. And as soon as I got a little closer, I noticed they had a Life Cycle sticker on it. Tell us all about Life Cycles.
I love seeing the Life Cycle stickers on the cars. Life Cycles is just finishing our 9th year of ministry here in Lancaster County to teenage boys and girls between age 12 and 18. Our mission is to build young men and women of character in a Christ-centered bicycle touring adventure experience. It might sound like a mouthful, but it's real simple. Jesus, bicycling, teens, the gospel, a positive environment. Works really well. The young folks respond to it. We're just really, really pleased with the way God has provided the opportunities and provided for us and guided us and kept us safe for 9 years.
How many teams do you have right now, Lee?
It's exciting to say we've got 4 teams locally and 1 in Louisiana because
of a
friendship relationship with a person with a common background who decided to kick this off. But we've got a girls team that rides Monday nights in Lititz, boys teams that ride Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in Marietta, Lititz, and Landisville during the spring and summer months.
And then you always have bigger rides over the summer.
We sure do.
And tell us about those from this past year. Where all did you go and what did you do?
It's been exciting. Once again, each summer we take teens that are socially and physically ready to be away for a week, sometimes 2 weeks, and we go see another state and we go see what God's creation looks like in some other beautiful places. This year, we once again bicycled on America's most popular trail ride from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C., the Great Allegheny Passage and CNO Canal Trail. We took 3 teams, 1 girls team and 2 boys teams, on a 380-mile loop around Lake Champlain and Lake George in upstate New York, on the border of New York and Vermont.
Yeah.
And these teens even summited Whiteface Mountain at 4,600 feet.
Wow.
So that was really neat. And finally, a 5th team rode 530 miles from Portland, Maine to Valley Forge.
Amazing.
And again, God kept us safe. And we always need to be working that issue because we value the parents' trust and the boys' and girls' confidence so highly.
Yeah, definitely. So as far as riders go, I'm assuming, how do the boys' and girls' teams, how do they get assembled? How do they come to you?
Thanks. It's word of mouth, really. Folks hear about Life Cycles on WJTL, or they hear about it at church, or from teens who are in the program, moms or dads who are enjoying the program. The merchandiser often will put an article that very joyfully describes what we're doing. And my favorite part to say in answering this question, Fred, is that by God's grace, we're able to provide all of this 100% free. There is never a charge, even for the big trips.
Wow.
Not for the bikes, the helmets, the hot meals, every single time we ride. And there aren't any tryouts.
Wow.
If a boy or a girl wants to be there, they're on the team.
That's great.
And it's just a real blessing to watch it happen.
So how about volunteers? Do you need volunteers to help with the riding?
We're always seeking and welcoming more volunteers. And this is a great time to get interested and learn about it for next spring and summer and fall. And we talk to people a lot during these next few months as they're trying to figure out how they want to organize their time in the coming year. So we would welcome that. And I would just say that volunteers set their own schedule. There's no minimum or maximum amount of time. We work with everybody's calendar because everyone's busy. And we recognize that people give their time as they can and as they desire, and God always works it out.
So as far as your weekly rides, how's it work? Do you guys spend time praying? Do you guys spend time Bible study as you go? How does it work on a regular
night? Yeah, that's great. We take a building block approach. We have weeknight rides, as we've mentioned. We work up to Saturday rides for folks who are ready for longer miles, and then we work up to those summer challenge rides I mentioned. But during the core activity of our weeknight rides, we will sign in, have some fellowship as people are greeting one another. We will meet and stretch and pray over the boys or the girls. The boys and girls ride on separate teams. And we'll pray and we'll have a brief safety message and a brief gospel message. And we're just talking about a couple of minutes. We want to give them something that'll bounce around in their heads for an hour and a half while they're riding.
That's cool.
And then we pray over them and launch them, and they'll go out and they'll ride. They'll come back, and we'll have what looks like a really big family reunion with 40 to 45 teens, another 25 volunteer leaders, some more volunteer servers. We'll be feeding 80 people 50 times a summer. That's a lot of family reunions.
That's a lot of family reunions.
And that's God's blessing, again, through a lot of people that just have their fingerprints on Life Cycles through the summer.
Now, you said that you make this possible at no cost to the riders.
Yeah.
Can folks help by making donations?
They sure can, and we welcome that, of course. We appreciate people's prayers for the growth and spiritual development and safety of all the teens and the families involved. But if they want to contribute financially, they can do so at our website through Vanco. It's a faith-friendly online giving company that's all over the country with more than 20,000 faith-based organizations. But they would go to Life Cycles website at www.lifecyclesteam.org, all one word. And if they get confused with any of that or just have more questions, they want to talk to a person, they can give me a call at 717-586-2511.
Check it out, lifecyclesteam.org. We're going to talk more with Lee coming up in just a bit. Corey Asbury, Sarah Reeves, and more music too.